Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Stephanie Turner, CTC, who is president and CEO of St. Louis-based Brentwood Travel, and her daughter, Stacy Acree. Did I say that right?
Acree,
okay, who is executive vice president and a CTA for Brentwood Travel as well. And we're here to talk a little bit about sort of generational travel agencies and how they've passed from one generation to the next. And indeed, Stephanie is a second generation owner of the travel agency. And we hope Stacy is going to be the third generation owner. And we're going to find out how this all happens, because there's an awful lot of agencies where it doesn't happen like this. But it's a great career. And I am often very surprised when people don't want to follow it. But, you know, things happen in families. But in this case, we have a success story. So we're going to talk about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, how are you both and where are you? I know you're in your agency, right?
We are. We're actually inside. We're in Creve-Coeur, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis. Okay. And we're really literally 10 minutes probably from the St. Louis city line. And St. Louis is a city of suburbs, so we go right by St. Louis. And we made the decision back a year ago when everybody was shutting their doors that we needed to be still physically available. We don't have people really coming into the office so much, but there were five or six of us that came in for almost a year. We
did everything we had to do. We were reassuring people because our clients were nervous, and we were here to let our staff know and our clients know we were here to help.
No, and absolutely, you had a lot of work on rebookings and, you know, all of these, you know, future credits and all, everybody, you know, it was a lot of work for a lot of travel advisors for really no pay, at least right at the moment. So everybody had to deal with that. But we want to talk a little bit about the history of Brentwood Travel. And Stephanie, when did the agency start? I know it was started by your parents, correct?
Correct. The agency started in 1957. My mom and dad opened it. My dad was a professional speaker. He was in public relations and advertising. And he traveled a lot for business, and a gentleman who worked with him and a couple of other people suggested he perhaps would he sponsor or work with them, work with this man in opening a travel agency. And at first I think my dad was hesitant, but then he decided my mom couldn't take over really what he was doing and that this might be a good idea. So they put the money up and each one owned a third, my mom, my dad, and this gentleman. Mm-hmm. And eventually they did buy him out. But my father said to my mom, if something ever happened to me, you would have something that you could take over. And my mother would tell you, if she were sitting here, and I'm wearing her jacket, just so she's partially sitting here, she would tell you that she was a golf bum. She played really great golf. And she would come in during the week and help out at the office. And she loved to travel, but her first love was her golf.
Right.
And actually, my father had a lot of foresight, because in the early 70s, he developed Parkinson's disease, and my mother literally stepped in. She was a natural business person.
Right.
As she would tell you, she had the old, all the airline rules. I can't think of the name of it right now, but the book that had all the airline information.
Oh, the old OAG. There you go.
Not the OAG. It was all the rules.
The rules. Okay. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
She read it from cover to cover, and okay, she learned everything she could about the travel industry, and she just educated herself, which I think is really an important phrase, because she didn't just come in and try to book travel. She wanted to learn everything she could about the travel industry. And at that point in time, I was at home with three little kids. Well, I had two little kids and one on the way eventually. And I wasn't interested really. I was doing organization work. So she really came in and took over the business. And people knew my dad. He was kind of a local celebrity. And he was still part of the picture, but he really couldn't function in quite the same way as he had.
Right.
So that's how really my parents got started in the business. And that was in the late 50s and through the 60s. And they took groups around the world and ended up in Israel, because he was very involved in fundraising for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just Jewish groups. He took, at that point in time, he took different kinds of groups. There were the unions, there was he would be at conventions, and he was very involved with different organizations, and they might be in England for a conference, and then they would go to Israel. And so everybody wanted to go with him. They loved traveling with him. So that's how they really got started in the business, was doing these 6 and 7 week trips. This was before everybody did short trips to Europe.
Right, right.
They were doing long trips.
Now, was this a full service agency? Did you do leisure and corporate?
Full service. Okay. They did everything. Nobody knew about specialties, really. Okay. They did everything. And then we were the 8th agency in St. Louis. Today, right. We're the oldest. All the other 7 before us are gone.
Right. And, well, in part because you have this generational thing that you've kept it going. That's a great,
that's true.
It says a lot about your family and your agency. Now, Stephanie, when did you said you were home with your kids. Now, when did you actually start to run the agency or start working as a travel advisor? And how long before your parents gave up control and you asked you to run?
Well, first of all, my dad kept saying to me, you know, someday it's going to be yours and it's not going to be worth anything to you if you don't learn it. And I went, I don't want to be a travel agent. I'm not interested in working in an office. To me, it was sitting at a typewriter. It was just no different than being in those days for a woman, a secretary. And that is not what I wanted to do. And right. So I came in. I remember I was 15 or 16. I was 14 when they started the business. So now we're going to give away all my secrets. And I was filing brochures. I thought that was the most boring thing in the whole world.
Sure.
It was filing. And so after 3 weeks, I quit. And I worked at what became Dillard's. That was much more fun, to work for $1 an hour in a department store. And that's what I did because I got my 20% discount there. And and so it was just, as I got married and had my kids, I just found other things that I wanted to do. And they would talk to me periodically about coming in. And it just really didn't interest me. And then one day in 1973, my mom said to me, you know, I sure could use another pair of hands. This was at the beginning of my dad being ill. And I said, well, I'll come in and help you, but it's got to be my time and my hours.
Right.
And I had a new baby. And she said, well, this is not a playground. And I said, okay. Well, at Thanksgiving that year, she said it again. And I said, I told you I'd come in, but it's got to be my time and my hours. And she said, okay. So I came in what was to be 3 days a week, part-time. It was a TWA strike in November of 1973.
Wow.
And I just really came in to help answer the phones during that period. And somehow I never left. So 3 days a week, part-time, grew to 3 full days a week. And then the lady who took care of my dad, who ended up remaining with me for 45 years and without whom I could not be talking to you today.
Right.
She came and picked my little one up on Tuesdays because the other two were in school, preschool and in grade school. And she would pick her up on Tuesdays and they would spend the day with my dad. And so now I was working 4 days a week.
And yeah, they kept adding work for you, I tell you.
Yes, it happened very quickly. And so that's just how I kind of got started. We had one office at that time, the original Brentwood Travel Office. And 3 years later, we opened our second office, which became my office.
And when did you become president and CEO?
Well, I actually became president and CEO in 1995, I guess, or 96. We had two offices at that time, and I was president of one office, and she was president of the other office. And I said, this is kind of silly to have two presidents. And she was complaining a lot because wasn't it right about that time, somewhere in the late 90s, is when the airlines took away our commissions.
Of course, yeah.
Caps on. And my mom was getting a little grouchy about that. She wasn't happy, and she said the industry was changing, and she didn't like what was going on. She was very active in ASTA, mm-hmm. and we had joined Giants Ensemble by that time, and she just was very unhappy with the direction that the industry was going.
Right.
And she would complain a lot. And so one day I said, if you're so unhappy, why don't we just have one president? It doesn't have to be you. It could be me. And why don't you go do something fun, like play golf
in
Florida? And that's actually what she did. She was mad at me, but she went to Florida after our Christmas party. And she ended up buying a condo down there. And she spent the next 25 winters down in Florida playing golf. Her sister was there at the time, and she would spend every winter with her sister. And so then Stacy, well, she'll tell you about
herself. Well, I wanted to get to that, to where Stacy joined when did you join the agency and start to work there? Or did you go to the same process? So you started doing filing stuff and that wasn't so great.
It's a little foggy because I grew up traveling and I was very close to my grandparents and I spent time traveling with them and I did every job. But what really, really got me involved is when I started out after college doing the marketing and I loved it. I wrote articles, I talked about my trips. But what happened was
all my friends wanted me to plan their honeymoons because I would tell them how wonderful these resorts were. And it really started out as sandals because let's face it, back then those were the all-inclusive.
Oh, yeah. There were only about four all-inclusive companies and sandals was one, right?
Exactly. So I started booking all of my friends and I figured out how to work the system even back then with points and going to different places and earning points. And I just traveled as much as I could, but I got so busy before I knew it, I had this amazing clientele. So I know every aspect of the business, but still to this day, I have a wonderful clientele and it's hard for me to get out from underneath the selling.
No. And you have that, but you didn't, it sounds like you have developed a love affair because of your travels of the agency business. And, your mom didn't stick you at filing in the back, you know,
and then,
you did that too?
I was the delivery girl. I glazed over that. I was the delivery girl because back then the airline tickets were not e-tickets, right?
That's true.
So, yeah, I've done every job. I was definitely a sticker and stamper and handwriting and, learned it really from the ground up. So I've done every job.
No, that's great. Now talk a little bit about, for both of you, how the transition in ownership and leadership took place for both of your generations. I guess first, Stephanie, you said you sort of sent your mom down to play golf in Florida and that's how you kind of,
I fired her. I mean, I just fired her. Yeah. I think she was kind of glad actually.
Her staff fired her too though.
They did. They came and got me because we still had two offices at that time. Now we're back to one office, but as technology came about, we didn't need the two locations anymore. But
I just said to her, you know, you need to go do something fun. My dad had been ill for so long. He passed away in 1989. And I said, you've earned this. I mean, I really tried to make it a positive, but she was mad at me. When she went down to Florida and bought her condo or villa, as they call it down there. She told her manager, but she didn't tell me about it. But everybody tells me everything. So I finally, after 2 weeks, said to her when she came back, I said, is there something you want to tell me? And she did tell me she had bought this place. And I was so thrilled for her, really. And I went down with her and helped her close on it and helped her furnish it. And then from that point on, the rest of our lives, spring break, the kids came down. We all would come down. It was her birthday in March. March 12th would have been her 101st birthday. And so we would come down every year and spend that time with her, and then we would go on and do something else because usually a few days with us being there was probably enough. And so we would all travel and do cruises or
training.
Yeah, we baseball. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So we plan a trip out of Florida every year with the kids, but that was really how we kind of transitioned it. And then with Stacy, I don't know. She came in, as I said. In college, and she was only going to come for a year. That was when there was a downturn in the economy.
Well, I've been working since I was like 12, 13, 14. Always.
Her mother was a slave driver.
Something. But I mean, really, after college, I wanted to try something different. But it was during the Persian Gulf War, and it really just was a terrible time. I mean,
right.
And I have the business. I have two siblings. They are not in it, but I've always loved travel. I just didn't know if I wanted to maybe trying to do something else because that's what you sometimes feel like you should do after you get a degree. But really, I
love it. I love to travel. To me, it's therapy. I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable booking it, writing about it, talking about it. So it's a true passion. I went out to a dinner the other night and we're already talking about African safari. I have my husband's in banking. I have a community where it's a wonderful community in St. Louis. My sons play hockey. So I get a lot. I'm out in the community on a high level, and I have clientele that really do some fine trips.
That's great. No, it's you got to network. You got to get out there. No,
you got to network. Yeah.
What do you think has been key to both of you, the key to your agency's survival over the years, given so much change and so many challenges? You know, until COVID-19 came, I thought, 9/11, the recession, obviously you go back to the commission cuts, which all seemed to be, the end of travel agencies for many people thought it would be. And, every time it didn't happen. And
And it's all about being able to change and adjust and adapt to a new way of life. And that's been forever. In the 80s, I was doing a lot of Europe and wholesaling.
And I remember in April of, 86, when it was the terrorism, when the TWA plane was hijacked. And
yeah.
I think there was another hijacking. In fact, we went over to Greece and into Europe.
That's when we traveled.
The rates were great. And they were all happy to see it. That was the first time. And I love Paris. It's one of my favorite cities in the whole world. But in those days, they used to talk about the Parisians being, uppity and not wanting to talk. They all greeted us with a smile. They were so happy to see Americans. But I remember in that year, I remember April, it was like putting money in a paper bag and tearing the bottom of the bag and watching all the money just drift out. I think that was the first negative month I ever saw until 2020.
Yeah.
I saw a negative year. But it was very scary because people were canceling right and left, and we did more undoing than doing that month of April. But I think we've survived everything because at that moment, we just do what we have to do. We cut back. We had to lay off staff before. It's the most painful thing because we are a family here. Yeah. I have 25 employees, or had 25 employees, and 40 with my independent contractors. And all of a sudden, to suddenly lay off 20 people.
Yeah, it's hard.
The fortunate thing was that we did have the PPP and that we did have a good unemployment plan for that period of time. But our staff has been so amazing, and they've supported us, and they come by to check on us, and they still talk to their clients, even though they're not getting paid. They just want to know how everybody's doing.
Yeah. Well,
that makes a huge difference. It's a caring thing. And I honestly believe that's how we've done it. And we've kept our marketing person because we think marketing is the most important thing we do. And we get together and we try to meet and talk, and we
brainstorm and
come up with new ideas, and some are lousy and some are good, and I wallpaper the walls with the mistakes we've made, but we just keep going. And it's discouraging at times. This has been the hardest, I think.
Yeah, no, it's my impression too. This has been the hardest year that I've been in the business in 30 years. And now, Stacy, what do you think about the importance of training and education? For example, I know you got your CTA and you're working on CTC, and I'm specifically talking about the Travel Institute and how you have turned to them to educate sort of a next generation of travel advisors at your agency, and establish the importance of getting that CTC and CTA.
I think it is one of the most important things we can do for ourselves, because today, let's face it, we our credentials are really important, and it gives us some sense of pride. I'm really proud. Our manager recently and another travel agent here got her their CTC. The Travel Institute is phenomenal. Everyone who I know who works there is just willing to support you in any way to get that higher level of training. I got my CTA on purpose first because it is more sales oriented. I'm working on my CTC
right now. And we have a few other people who also in our agency just got their CTA as well. So that's our next step. And I'm doing it along with them and encouraging them. So it's really something that our staff wants to do. Unfortunately, with this strange time, we all kind of took a break, but we're all planning on doing that soon as well.
And we do pay for 50% of their education. I mean, we think education is so important. I just want to mention, just a little right here too, is
my mom and I were the first mother-daughter team in the country to get our CTCs back in 1978.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. No, that's
those days we met. You know, when they had, we had to get to, we got together.
Oh yeah, no.
A whole group of people, airline people, and tour operators, and other travel agencies, and we studied together. And for my mother, it, she didn't get to graduate college. She went to Hunter College in New York, and she didn't get to graduate. But for her, this was like a master's degree. She was so proud. And in cleaning up her stuff the other day, I found her lifetime membership from ICTA, the gold card, and I found her badge. And in fact, I sent it to Shannon. I sent her a picture of it, and there's the little button. That meant everything in the world to her.
And she even had her license plate that had group CTC.
Yeah, no, and it's a great thing. I mean, I got my CTC, although I will admit it was the short form version with like the 3-day course in the Houston Marriott Airport, which was a very pressured event, put it that way, because you were in with all of your peers, and you know, I think we were going to pass, but boy, that was 3 days of I don't think I've been back to Houston in that hotel since without thinking of that. So it's
Well, I started my CTIE, and I'm going to tell you, I said, I don't know if I'm too old for this, but it's really, I mean, it's not an easy thing, but it's so interesting, and there's so much good information. We kind of put it on pause during the pandemic.
Yeah, I'd like to do it.
The whole board of Ensemble is doing this.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm glad that it's still important because it is. I found it to be fascinating and really a great experience. Now, Stephanie, also, let's talk a little bit about your membership in Ensemble Travel Group and how that's been sort of part of the key to your success and survival.
For us, Ensemble is part. It's family. It's you know, when we started with it, I learned so much. There were other. The ability, first of all, to interact with other agencies has been incredible.
Right.
And then the people who were there, I mean, unfortunately, we've had a cut back in staff like everybody else, but just the incredible people in marketing, in sales, in product, and getting to know the suppliers through Ensemble, the training sessions, you've been to our conferences, they are incredibly good. And I hope everybody can kind of put this year aside because we haven't been able to do what we wanted to do, even though we did a virtual, which was very good. Yep. There's something about being together in person. I hope people don't give up on that. But I feel like Ensemble is probably the best thing that we ever did for our business. And we've been members for, I was trying to figure it out the other day, and I guess it's been 43 years that we've been members of Ensemble.
Wow. Well, you know, Giants was one of the first of the groups. And so that clearly was, you know, has longevity. And yes, I too hope that come Vegas in August, we can all be back together again. So we'll see. I try to get there every year, and I have. Now, Stacy, we talked a little bit about how Brentwood survived the crisis. You unfortunately had to lay off people. And what else have you had to do to kind of get through this?
Right. We were just talking about that. And I think the main thing is we just try to stay positive, but the personal touch, our clients really rely on us to be there for them. Our phones are ringing and we just have to tell them, you know, it's easy to just be scared and canceled for the rest of your life. But a lot of people, we have found just by talking and guiding them, they've rebooked for next year. And people just want someone to guide them during a time of need.
And this is a big time in need. And I feel like some people can either use it to give up or you can use it to make yourself more available.
Right.
And people want my help. I don't say, oh, I can't help you. We help people who maybe even haven't booked through us and just said, oh, please keep us in mind or tell your friends if you know, and we don't give it away, but we do help people. And right now people do need our help. So that's kind of where we've been with it. But I go to bed at night just thinking how grateful I am because our staff has really come through too. So we've been lucky. We've had basically 5 people. We're all spread out. I've been with my mom, close to my mom. She has had the vaccine, but really we've been very spread out. We're not letting people in. We're doing more with Zoom conferences, Facebook lives. We're doing a lot still with our marketing and working with whoever will work with us to just talk travel.
No, that's great. And Stephanie, you have anything to add to that in terms of how?
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything to add to that in terms of how you've gotten through this period?
Well, I think, you know, we just really had to be brutal about where we had to cut. And Stacy and I have been working for no pay. And you know what? It's okay if we bring the company back. We were able to fortunately earn something during part of the year thanks to the PPP. But, and you know what? We'll hopefully do that again. And we have been making some small commissions. Thank goodness we have ALG here in St. Louis, and they're flying right to Mexico and the Dominican. And even though the rules keep changing, we do have some people who are traveling. You know, it's not the numbers, anywhere near the numbers where we were before. But I think our main thing is we do have these amazing staff, but the five or six people who've been here with us the whole time, our bookkeeper, our marketing person, our manager has been awesome.
Right.
They've given so much of themselves. And then several of our staff, we have one person in corporate and we have two people in leisure and they're working part-time. And other people stop in for a day, you know, just to kind of catch up, or maybe a client has reached out to them. Nobody says, I can't do it. And if they can't do it, it's okay. We're not asking to do it. Just please let us know and we'll take care of your client for you. And we just don't want to lose anybody. And yeah, clients, I think, have been...
The client's been great.
So appreciative of it. And we just reach out. We're not spending a lot of money on marketing because we don't have the money to spend, but we do still maintain our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And we're doing some Facebook, as Stacy said, some Facebook Live. So we're doing a minimal amount there. Ensemble's been doing some marketing, obviously not to the same extent either. But you don't want to really overdo at this point. You just want people to know you're there. And here's some ideas. We've done some webinars for clients, and I've done some for another organization. So it's, you know, it's just trying to be out there in front of everybody.
Yeah. Now, Stacy, what how does the next year and the year after look at this point? Is it looking a lot better?
I wouldn't say a lot better, but you know what? A certain cruise line, and I've seen other cruise lines, when Alaska, the Canada borders were just announced for February 2022, are going to be closed, and a lot of the ships have to come up with their next plan. I think I'm going to mention them. Holland America came out with, we're going to rebook you the following year. You don't have to do anything. We're going to keep the rate. And I was panicked. It was $1,000 more for the same exact sailing when I looked at it a few weeks ago. And I'm like, how do I talk people into just rebooking again and spending not just a little more, a lot more. So the cruise lines are starting to step up, I've noticed, and having better plans in place. I think if we can just get a good plan in place to make it easier for everybody, some of the vacation companies, it was just a disaster, but they've all gotten better plans in place, unfortunately. I think that's helping us, knowing we have backup and plans in place with the tour companies. But the number one thing is we've learned who we can trust, who our vendors are that we can trust with our money, with our clients, and to back us up. And that, it's just been a learning process. So we were very fortunate that we do have preferred suppliers. I mean, we're not perfect, but that really did help us during this crisis.
No, that's great. And then I guess I also want to just from both of you, you know, obviously there are a lot of families that own travel agencies over the years. And as you said, even in St. Louis, you're probably the last one standing in terms of being this kind of generational thing. What is your secret? What are the things that really have helped you, you know, pass this business on to the next generation, and be successful? Stephanie, I'll start with
the whole world. That's the secret. She's my middle child. She's the balancer of the family. But really and truly, she has honestly been there for me. And my mom was tough. I mean, I loved her to death and I missed her every day. But she was tough. She was the old school, you know. Nobody gave her anything, the Depression generation.
Right.
She was. she mellowed, actually, probably in the last year of her life. But she and I traveled the world together, and we were great friends when we traveled the world. And we would spend 17 and 18 days traveling the world doing various things, whether it was an ASTO international conference in Asia,
But Stacy, I have to say, has been the best partner I could ever ask for. She's just easy to work with, and she's my friend. She's my daughter. She's my partner.
Well, that's
she's
great.
She's a partner. She is a partner. She's going to be a bigger partner, but she's my partner.
And I've learned so much through my mom. She is more vocal than me. I'm more laid back and chill and go with the flow. And I have a husband who supports me. I was like, I can do it. He has a pretty big job in town. So, you know,
but it's hard to have two CEOs in one family, kind of, so to speak. But we have great support. We have a It takes a village, and you know, we joke that I won't let her go because I'm trying to raise teenagers. And every year she's like, "Well, I raise kids too," but we always joke with our friends that our parents raised us a little different than we raise our kids, and we micromanage them a little more. But it's just it has been challenging, but I love what I do.
Now, how old are your kids, Stacy?
I have one in college. He's a sophomore, Miami, Ohio, in business school there. And then I have a sophomore in high school.
And any interest that they might have in being the next generation?
They like to travel, and one's studying international business. So who knows where that will lead him.
I told him that he has to outdo Expedia.
There you go.
That's his job, is to create.
If he
doesn't, Expedia, yeah. That's
from Brentwood
Travel, but it's
like
Brentwood Travel.
Got it.
I don't know. I hope so. I mean, they didn't really work in the business like I have, but we'll see.
Now, for both of you, is there anything else you want to tell your fellow travel advisors about your experience with Brentwood Travel and what the future holds, both for your agency and obviously for the travel agency business overall? I'll start with you, Stephanie.
I just want to say, you know, if you're really serious about this, for me, it was my livelihood. And so I had to really work hard. I had to make it succeed. I was a single mom for a number of years. I am remarried to a wonderful man who also
had his own business. He's a retired pharmacist, and he's been extremely supportive. So we had two CEOs in that part of the family. But and he's pro-business, so that makes a huge difference. But I just say to people, whether you work for somebody or whether you own the company, if you're working for somebody, you're really still working for yourself. So work at it like you own the business, whether right. You're an independent contractor or you're an employee. In the end, how you work will determine how successful you're going to be and how much money you're going to make. Because most companies today, if they're not, they should, are paying on someone on productivity.
Right.
And we saw when we changed our pay structure in 2008, 2009, 2010 during the recession, our employees were scared to death, but they were paid based on productivity.
Right.
And every single one of them ended up making much more money at the end of each year than they had when they were on salary.
Got it.
And even the people who were kind of lagging a little suddenly picked up and found out, I really own this. And if I make this sale, a portion of this goes in my pocket. So if you're serious about what you're doing and the money's important to you, it's really not about the money. Money's important to everybody, but how you work, if you're really working hard and doing it the right way, you will make money. You will be successful. Maybe in the travel business, we'll never make as much as some other industry, but there are people in this industry who are doing very well,
right,
who live comfortably. We get to travel the world in a way that few people get to, whether you're at the bottom of the line or the top of the line. If you're working for a good company, the opportunities are there. And if anybody's looking, we're here. But
there you go. There you go.
I'll put in my plug. But seriously, if you have a company you work for and you're happy with them, it's really all about you, yourself. Do the best job you can do, and you will be successful.
Yeah. And Stacy, obviously you must see a future in the travel agency business going forward or you wouldn't be here. But tell us a little bit what you think the future holds.
So I came back into the industry after taking time off and I said, I will come back, but we need a younger staff. Then the most brilliant thing is we have some staff who have been here from day one graphically, and we have had a college educated younger staff as well, and it's a wonderful mix. But I really spearheaded that. It was really important for me to get a younger generation into this business. I
had this nightmare reoccurring that when I came back,
I was the youngest, and I thought she was just going to say, see ya, good luck running the company, and everyone was going to walk out on me. But no, it's really important that we get comfortable sometimes, and a lot of agencies you walk into have one type of staff. We have a very diverse staff here at the ages, and it's just wonderful. I learned so much. They're so quick with the computer, and they learn so much from our knowledge. So it's a great combo. But I just encourage people to educate, because if you're trying to sell trips, you really need to know what your clients are buying. So you really need to know the rules. And I think so many people are so quick for the sale, but we really have educated our employees so they know what they're selling, and they're not just picking random companies. And right. That's where Ensemble has focused us, but it's important for so many reasons. In the end, you want that support from, the companies you work with.
Great. Well, Stephanie, Stacy, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about Brentwood Travel. It's a great story, a great success story. And hopefully it will continue to be a success. No pressure, Stacy, at all. But, we love to hear the stories of great agencies over the years. I was born in 1957, the same year your parents started it. So, I can't even think, what that was like back then. But it was just, it is a wonderful story. And obviously, credit to, you've been supportive of the educational opportunities with the Travel Institute and everything else. And I think that has to keep going on for us all to be successful. But again, thank you. And we hope to see you in August in Las Vegas at Ensemble.
I hope so,
too. And I just want to say, everybody should go get their CTA or CTC. I really believe that.
I totally agree, and I would like to go take a refresher course, but maybe not in the Houston Marriott next time.
It's a lot easier.
It was a pressure. We were all on notice back then, because they were trying to make an effort for journalists and presidents and travel suppliers to take.
I remember CTC. That.
And it was a great program, and I'm glad I went through it. But it was a little hair raising back then in '96 when I did it, and I would certainly love to do it again. But again, good luck, and we again hope you all get out traveling soon, and we'll hopefully see you in August.
All right, take care, Jim.
Bye.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.